Man, you know what's really annoying?
What? Tell me.
Right now, I've got all these people. Yeah, it's the 30th of December, 2013. And I got people asking, so what are you doing on New Year's Eve? So what are you doing on New Year's Eve? So what are you doing on New Year's Eve? What the hell do you care? If you want to invite me to a party, invite me. I will come.
Really?
Yeah. Who says no to a party? Who says no to free booze or free food or company?
No, no, no. Hold on. The only reason why they're asking you is so that they know you are lame. Because they know there's something happening. And they want to check out who knows. That's what I think.
You see, you don't agree. You see, this is the big myth. Everybody has this illusion that, man, there's someone somewhere, yeah, man, going to have the fun of their lives.
Yeah.
And they want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Why can't you just make your own fun?
Yeah.
Amongst your own friends, in whichever environment you want to be in. Why start fishing around and saying, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? Do you know you end up coming across as someone that knows what is going down,
yeah,
and you don't want to tell anyone else? It's like, man, so what are you going to be doing? Eh. So you're like, you're fact-finding from everyone else.
No,
and then you now cherry-pick. I'm going to go to this guy's party or this guy's party.
No, no, no. But when you are asking, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Is it because you have something or you're just trying to find out which one you can...
It could be both.
...tag? Because what... The thing is that nobody wants to sound dull. Think about it.
Yeah.
If someone says, so crazy Nigerian, what are you doing this... Christmas, you want to sound like you're not slacking.
Yeah, like, so I'm doing like the craziest thing, man, this year.
No, have you ever done this, right?
Yeah.
If someone says to you, so man, what are you doing this Christmas?
Yeah.
Or New Year's?
Yes, New Year's.
And you know nothing is happening in your end, but you heard about the party.
Yeah, on the island somewhere.
You now make up like, there's a party like I could go to, but I'm not...
No, I've never done that. Anyway, moving on.
I'm sure people do that. No, look.
Nobody wants to be a dry person.
Yes. So why
all of us want to feel among?
Don't ask me.
We get hit by this virus called feel among us. I said, I want to feel among.
The truth is that, let me tell you the truth. It's all a myth. Nobody is doing shit.
No one is doing jack. Diddly
squat. But they just want, they're asking to justify themselves that, okay, I'm not the only one slacking. So you're there fiddling about, I'm trying to make up one sorry story of some party happening that maybe your little cousin is talking at. You're not even going
to
go.
In fact, I need to even say, people, look, if anyone sees the crazy Nigerian here, don't ask me what I'm doing for New Year's Day, because they're going to put me in a terrible position to lie. Because if I have no plans and I want to sound all hip and cool, like, oh, crazy Nigerian, man, he must be doing something really crazy. So I'm like, actually.
No, but I think I agree. What we should be doing is trying to help people out there who are in that predicament of finding themselves in that whole, what are you doing? And they really have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Please.
Do what you did the previous day.
Please.
It's no big deal.
For your own sake, do not say something like, don't call it. I don't even know.
And don't look down on someone who says, actually, I haven't got any plans. Don't give them that look. You know the look I'm talking about. You don't have to actually say it to their mouth like, oh, yeah, you're a dry person. Just look at them like, that half up and down look like, dry person. No, don't do that. It's not fair.
It's not fair, but I think...
Economy is hard. It's tight.
People, look, you know when people are fishing for something to do, because you ask them, so what are you doing? And they make a you know, my aunt's son came back and I'm just going
to
go and check out that spot.
Yeah.
And people
Why
are
can't
like,
the aunt look after the son?
Thank you. And people are like, really? Then, you know, that's not cutting it. So you try to up it and say, yeah, but you know, that would only be in the afternoon now.
Exactly.
By evening time.
The kid is asleep.
Like,
let's hang out.
The guy's like, hey, do you know anything happening? You're like,
does anything have to happen? There's enough hangout spots. And then I don't want to digress into, the islanders are cooler than the mainlanders.
That's just a different
Please,
topic.
Mainlanders in Lagos, have your fun in the mainland.
Yeah.
Islanders, you can stay on the island for all I care. I have no beef with you. I live on the mainland. I'm a happy mainlander. All I'm saying is, we don't have to migrate to your end.
Please.
And you can have fun anywhere.
Mainland, island, topic for another day. I'll tell you that. But as for this whole New Year way, look, say confidently, I'm going to church.
Crossover. Repping God.
Look,
G-O-D
a lot
in
of
the
these
house.
People that are trying to feel tough. The truth is that that's midnight. They are praying vigorously in church.
Not to die.
Not to die. It's true now. then before the night. But they most some of them won't say it. They're just trying to say, yeah, let's check out this part. Forget checking out. Go to church.
You have things to pray for. That new house, that new partner, that
job.
Yeah, that new job.
Ah,
salvation.
It's your soul.
So much. Your soul. No.
Nah, but honestly, I hate that whole that question. That question just bugs me down seriously when people are like, what are you doing? In fact, it's even as little as when they call your phone. Just like, for instance, now my friend just called my phone. It's literally midnight. What are you doing? What the hell do you think I'm doing? Exactly. I'm in bed.
About to sleep.
And then it doesn't even stop there. It's like, oh really? Just in bed. Like, yeah, in bed.
Yeah, I think you might have overheard the podcast. Maybe that's
And I'm like, yeah, I know it's a bit different. But I thought, yeah, I'm in bed, actually about to sleep. Are you sure that's all? Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure.
So you can imagine that's before New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
What more? New Year's Eve.
But no. The bottom line is that nobody wants to look like they don't have any plans. The truth about my New Year's Day, I'll probably be spending it with my family, making a nice roast dinner.
Touché.
Drinking some good red wine and just having a blast. I'm not going anywhere. I have no plans. If someone calls me on the day and I'm free and I'm mobile, fine. But I'm not making any other plans.
Exactly. Unless, I mean, I don't have to go out of my way to have fun on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I mean,
just be safe.
I'm still open to invitations. I want to go to any party that's available. Please, you can hit me up on dcrazynigerian@gmail.com. I'm desperate. I need a party. I don't call this selling out. But Zillow doesn't want to go to a party. I want a party. Please. Enjoy. I'm begging. I don't want it to be like last year. I need a party 2014. Sorry, I'm fine now. I just had to let that out. I'm fine. I promise. Anyway, it's just about that time to round up. Funny enough, and you know how we do. Bumzilla, the crazy Nigerian, the crazy duo. Hoping you have a fantastic New Year's Day celebration.
Happy New Year.
Happy everyone. New Year. Yeah, and we hope to be seeing you all very soon online.
I will fill you in on what we really did.
Yeah. Dreading it already. Peace out. Later.
Bye.